All right, how about football this weekend? The best weekend ever for football, or so I was told by football announcers, by Bryant Park project producer Dan Pashman, by all the dads standing around at James Joseph Halley's first birthday party where the TV suddenly appeared to go on after the cupcakes were served. There with me is BPP guest host and our Monday morning quarterback, former pro ESPN producer and my current husband, Bill Wolf. Hi,
Your
hon.
current husband. Yes.
Angela wrote that, and it was too
Way to
good. I
go,
couldn't
Angie.
leave
Yes. Till further notice. Pending legal action.
All right, we're gonna decide it. Instead of doing this from what the obvious headline is, Patriots win because everybody sort of expected that. We're gonna talk about sort of most surprising to
Sure.
this. So the most surprising game of the weekend was.
I think it was the San Diego Chargers beating the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis. I think the perception of Indianapolis, that's Peyton Manning's team. You know Peyton Manning from the advertisements?
Yes.
Yeah. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. They have Peyton Manning from the advertisements, and
Okay.
they're generally considered to be totally excellent. They almost beat New England earlier in the year, and I think everybody expected that Indianapolis, playing at home in their dome on the artificial turf with all their great players, would really wipe out the San Diego Chargers, who have a lot of talent but aren't believed to have the starch to win big, important games with the pressure on.
It wasn't their talent, a lot of their talent, not even in the game.
My goodness, you have paid close attention, Allison Stewart. Yes.
I listened in between cutting those recipes out of Real Simple.
Yes,
I was.
the Chargers have three outstanding players on the offensive team. One is LaDainian Tomlinson. He's a running back and thought to be the best in the game. And he went out of the game in the second quarter when he hurt his knee. They have an outstanding tight end. That's one of those big hulking receivers called Antonio Gates, and he had a bad toe and was diminished the entire game. And then they have the quarterback called Philip Rivers, and Philip Rivers got hurt in the fourth quarter. So by the end of the game, when the Chargers were trailing the game to Indianapolis 24-21, the Chargers were playing with a backup quarterback and a backup running back and would have seemed to have no chance at all, but they did. A backup quarterback called Billy Volek and a backup running back called Michael Turner scored the winning touchdown in the fourth quarter, and San Diego defeated Indianapolis. Totally shocking to see Peyton Manning go away so quickly.
All right, our next game was the New York Giants versus the Dallas
Oh,
Cowboys,
yes.
21-17 Giants. I just want to let you know, Dan Pashman is in the studio.
Yeah,
Hey,
he's
Bill.
feeling good about himself.
He had an emotional day.
I'm sure he did. How was it, Dan?
It was extremely intense. I'd say it was my most intense Giants game watching experience since the Giants 49ers NFC Championship in January 1991.
Well, that's a long time, Dan.
Yeah, my friend Stacy's about 8.5 months pregnant, and we were so nervous. We thought we were going to have to break out some boiled water and
And
newspapers.
name the child OCU Manura.
Yeah.
What did I tell you, Dan? Who was going
That's
to
why
win that
Dan,
game?
you know what? Dan came in here to say that, right,
That's right.
Dan?
Here before the world and the nation, Bill, I would like to acknowledge that in
Yeah.
our little debate over whether or not the Giants should give it their all against the Patriots at the
Oh,
end of the
yes.
regular season in a game that meant nothing on paper for the Giants, that you were right, that it was a great move for the Giants to give it their all, even though they did come up on the short end. I think that their strong performance there has given them a huge amount of momentum.
Well,
I think without that, they would not have
And
won
I think that
yesterday.
puts the man in Pashman for you to be able to admit that,
I
Dan.
do not like the Giants, nor do I care for their fans. But Pashman, that's a very gentlemanly acknowledgement. Yes, the Giants beat the Cowboys, which was surprising, I think. Would you agree with that, Dan, that the Giants weren't really supposed to win that
You
game?
guys have 45 seconds.
It was surprising, but not a massive surprise. I said before the game that if the game were played 10 times, I would expect the Cowboys to win 6 and the Giants to win 4.
Yep. Well, I agree. We have 45 seconds total.
Well, no, actually, we're going to ask you to hold on to the break. Is that okay? Do you have to go yell at Chris Matthews or something, or can you hang on for
A,
2
I
minutes?
never yell at Chris Matthews. B, I don't have any cause to today.
All right, we're going to continue to talk sports after the break with Bill Wolf. Stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project. He doesn't really yell at Matthews. He just tries to explain why certain things might not be the best thing to say. That's all. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Still on the line, Bill Wolf, our Monday morning quarterback, going over what was the best weekend ever in football. That's what people always say, people who know about these things. Okay, the Green Bay Packers versus the Seattle Seahawks, 42-20, and a crazy snowy game. I asked you, like, how do they even know where the yard lines are?
They don't.
That's what makes it fun.
Correct.
All right. So you had the Packers started out, you know, Brett Favre is everybody. He's the man.
He's the man.
But then there was this rookie guy, Ryan Grant, who started off the game in just not a fine fashion.
He fumbled. Ryan Grant is sort of an unknown guy off the scrap heap, kicked around the league a little bit. And Green Bay picked him up in the beginning of the season and put him in. And nobody knows who he is. You know, He's not a star. He's the opposite of a star. He's almost a journeyman, even though he had a very good second half of the year. The first two times he touched the ball in this game against Seattle with everything on the line, he fumbled, and Seattle took the ball from the fumble and scored immediately. So really 14 points in the first 4 minutes of the game could be assigned in the negative column to this guy, Ryan Grant. And everybody thought, well, Green Bay is too inexperienced. They don't have enough big stars. And when they get into the big game, their inexperienced guys are going to choke. And it looked as if that was happening. And all the weight of all of that was on this guy, Ryan Grant. And he responded by running for 201 yards, which is twice as good as very good. 100
Wow.
yards is very good. 200 yards is remarkable. He had a remarkable, amazing, redemptive day, Ryan Grant.
And he got a little bit of love from Brett Favre, the quarterback. Here he is talking about Mr. Grant.
We spotted him 14 points, and I have to admit, I was not very optimistic up at that point, but that's what we didn't want to happen. But I can't say enough about the way we bounced back. Ryan Grant, happy for him, told him don't worry about it. Hey, just keep running it.
All right, so if Brett Favre, Ryan Grant's on everybody's lips, Tom Brady from the Patriots. They're still a juggernaut. They beat the Jaguars 31-20.
You sound almost bored by it.
Well, a little bit.
Well,
frankly.
Well, you know, Brett Favre played this amazing game in the snow and sort of made himself even more beloved. America's man crush on Brett Favre is embellished this day after he did so well in the snow. But Tom Brady is something beyond that. If Brett Favre is the accessible guy every other guy thinks he could be if everything worked out, Tom Brady's the guy that nobody even dreams of being because he is essentially perfect. He had essentially a perfect game against Jacksonville at home. He threw 28 passes and completed 26 of them. That is the greatest performance in the history of postseason playoff football. Just unbelievable. Tom Brady is a guy who can throw a piece of thread 70 yards and get it through the eye of the needle. He's that accurate and unbelievable, and he was absolutely amazing against Jacksonville. It was a legend-building performance by Tom Brady, and I know you're bored of it, Tom.
And, well, that's why they won. Hey, Bill Wolf.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know what? It's always my pleasure.
Here's Rachel Martin with some news.